Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Hey, Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show! It's coming in on the bright light. We're running tonight. Impossible comes true. It's taking over you. This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. With your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right, this is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 363, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined, as always, by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How you doing today, Michael?
Doing good, Pats.
That's good. What's new?
I actually have fire alarm issues.
Right now? As
no,
we speak?
Well, it's been going on throughout the whole week.
So what's going on with that?
So we got the chirping going on in the Disney room last Sunday.
Is it like a battery one?
Yeah, it was a battery. So I replaced the battery and I said, you know what? It's time to replace them. So we replaced the batteries and all the other ones.
I'm surprised. How long have you been in the house?
You're supposed to replace them every year.
Oh, there's some. All right. So there's different ones because the ones I bought,
yeah,
like when we were moving out, we had to do the inspection and they, like, I had changed some of mine out and they were like 10-year ones.
Mm. But no, this is like every year, and we've gotten 2 years out of it because we've been doing them on New Year's.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't do it last year. So we've gotten 2 years. So the thing's chirping.
Yeah.
So I changed the battery. Okay. So I changed all of them. Okay. 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
The master bedroom and then Gary's suite.
Choop. Oh, my room.
Choop. Yep.
Yeah.
So okay. So I just reset everything next
How
morning.
How does Rhodey deal with it?
Does he it just. I mean, him? It doesn't. But he just kind of like woke up, and like kind of like looking like what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
So then I said, okay, maybe these are older batteries. Let me get the brand new batteries. Change them out. So I change them out. Reset everything. Master bedroom's fine. Now it's just your room. And it keeps chirping, and it keeps chirping, and it keeps chirping. And every time you reset it, about 8 hours, it's good, and then it goes again. So then I was reading what you're supposed to do is shut off the control panel and then completely unplug and do a hard reset.
Oh, so it's battery, but it's also hardwired.
But it's hardwired, so just they said unplug it, press the button to completely drain it, and that's going to do a hard reset, and then hook it back up and put the battery in. So I did that. That's the last thing I can do. If it starts chirping, then... You know, like we said, Vito's gonna go in with a shotgun and just put a big hole in the ceiling. You ever get to that point where you just can't handle it anymore?
Yeah.
You just like shooting it with a shotgun is the best thing to do, but
you just take everything out and you're like, yeah, if there's a fire, then we just die tonight. That's all.
I mean, you've got 15 other ones, so I think you're gonna be okay, you know?
Yeah, if it's just the one. I mean,
what
are the odds of a fire starting in that unoccupied room?
Zero.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as one like in your bedroom and the kitchen works, I think you'd be pretty good.
Yeah, and then we got one in the hallway.
Sure.
One just outside the kitchen, one in the Disney room. So I mean,
it's amazing that those things still do that.
Oh, they're just so annoying.
Like it's an 80s sitcom thing, like where you couldn't find the fire alarm, and it's still happening 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like that you can't. It's. Doesn't matter. You have them hard. You figure they're hardwired in. I understand that there needs to be a battery backup. That makes sense because if you lose power, you still want your fire alarm to work.
Right.
I get that, but there's got to be a better way. I don't know. Yeah, the ones I had were like you couldn't even change the battery after 10 years. It just went, and then you had to replace it, the whole thing.
Are they pretty universal though?
Yeah, pretty much.
They'll all snap on the.
Yeah, I didn't have too much trouble with that.
Okay, because now I'm like, what am I going to, you know, I don't want to start drilling more holes in the wall.
Right, exactly.
Or in the ceiling, rather. So they are pretty universal then.
So the ones I got, I don't know what you have. You know, I just got the Home Cheapo ones, you know. the basic.
And I don't like ladders either.
I'm not a big fan. I usually stand on a chair because they're not.
Yeah. Some of
your ceilings aren't super high, right?
The one I got like 9 footers out. In my living room.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you'd have to stand on a chair and then be kind of like on your tiptoes on the chair too.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know what it is about ladders, but I get a little uneasy. Like, you don't like heights, but I get up 3 rungs and for some reason, I just feel like I'm wobbly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of ladders for that same reason. What else? I heard you said you have a Phil story.
So we play Stag Day Wednesday. And
now, did you see Captain Bill? Was he there?
No, Captain Bill, he's got tennis elbow. He's sitting it out for the past, like, he's been out for like 6 weeks now.
That's not good.
He's jonesing so bad, he texts me, said, next time you walk 9, let me know. He said, I'll walk with you. He said, I'll rake your traps. I'll tend the pins. He said, and I'll just do some putting. He said, that's how much I miss it. I was like, damn.
That's pretty bad. So you're playing in the Stag Day. That's basically like a member three guest.
Yeah, or you can play with four members. It doesn't matter, but you can bring guests. So we bring new Phil and old Phil and George.
Old Phil and George. New Phil's on
quarantine. He's on sabbatical still.
Yeah.
So they have a skin. They have a skins. It's net skins, gross skins. It's $20 to get in. Ten a piece. So I borrow money from Kurt, of course. I'm going to Venmo him. So then they do a they do a raffle. So it's $20 to get in. You can win cash and then a ton of prizes.
Yeah.
So we get in, and I guess the guy last time Kurt played with him, he ended up winning. He won like $1,000. Like, the winner wins $1,000. That's pretty good cash. Yeah. So the general manager's walking around table to table collecting the cash. Well, old Phil doesn't want to get in. So guy goes, okay, sir, and what's your name? And he goes, Phil Trainer. He goes, okay. He looks at and he crosses the name off. So Kurt looks at me and goes, Jesus Christ. He goes, he's the only person that's not getting into this. That's why he asked a name so he could cross it off of the raffle. He goes, because everybody else is in this.
They automatically
assume, right? So we go, all right. So we all decide that whoever wins, if we win, we're going to split the cash.
Yeah.
So like, okay. So then Phil's like, oh, I didn't know we were going to split. If we're going to split, I'll get in. I'm like, Jesus. So he goes and runs to gets a 20, and he runs into the bar to find the general manager. So like, God, this is so freaking embarrassing. So then George goes,
they're like, who's your member?
So George goes, he goes, yeah, I can see us splitting a dozen balls. He goes, but what happens like if I win like the foot choy golf shoes? He goes, what am I gonna get? Fill the left foot. I mean, that's just dumb, isn't it?
Very dumb.
Like, even if you didn't want to get in, if everybody was doing it, you have to pull the billfold out, right?
I mean, I get it. At some point, for $20, it's not a problem.
No.
If it was like a $200 raffle, I would see, like, you would have a lot more people not doing it.
Oh, absolutely. It's just, now, that stuff makes me laugh. What?
And you guys all played together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you win? How'd you play?
Not good, right? Awful.
It's not good. What's going on with you? Is it just getting worse? Or are you just so inconsistent?
No, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. I got to see somebody.
A psychiatrist or a golf pro?
I can't hit the ball. Like.
Oh, Wednesday, now every part of the game's gone.
No, Wednesday I was hitting my drivers.
Yeah.
And I've got 120 into all these holes, and I'm leaving it at my feet. I'm hitting way behind. I'm fattening. I'm hitting it 30 yards.
Oh, that's the worst.
I mean, I hit on a par three. I hit a great 8-iron right at the stick. It just catches the bunker. And I got one of those downhill bunker shots.
And you just knew you were done going in.
And I knew I was done, and I fired it over the thing.
That's a missile. That's one where you hit it, you say, heads up, guys.
Yeah, you tell everybody to move. I hit a missile, and over the green is like a little creek.
Yeah.
So Phil, the ball hawk's like, hey, your ball's over here. I said, all right, I'm out. And I just do that. I'm out. You know, everybody's looking at me waiting. I'm out. Right. So I go to get my ball and it's all swampy and I slip and my entire foot goes into the swamp. So now I got filth all over my calf. My shoot. Now I'm out of my mind.
You got steam coming out of you.
I'm out of my mind.
I would have loved to have been there. I would have gone live on Facebook at that point.
Kurt's like, look, I go, Kurt, look. And he just shakes his head. And like,
is that one where they're even afraid to talk to you for like a hole?
There was a couple. Yeah. Then we come to a par five and I just destroy a drive. I got 7-iron in. Mm-hmm. I pull hook it left. So I'm left of the green, right? Mm-hmm. And then I have a chip, which I can't chip. It goes 40 yards. And I got to take out the putter because I got to try to salvage a bogey somehow. So I had to scramble to make a bogey when I'm in front and two. I had one par.
Mm, that's pretty good.
I was out at about four holes.
So if you had to play your ball in, you would have been triple digits easy.
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was 102. I could have been 110.
Oh, jeez.
And like I said, I hit the drivers. I killed the drivers, and I'd have pitch and wedge in, and I'm making sixes and sevens.
That's
can't
bad.
Do that.
No, that's not fun, is it?
No, it gets to the point where it's just
that's the problem. Like, you can play bad and still have fun, but then there's times when you play bad and it's not even fun. That's when you get real frustrated, or at least I do. That's what Lake Buena Vista was for me. It wasn't even fun at that point.
And, like, you know, it was a shotgun, so we started on six. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're coming up 18, and I've got a headache, and I'm tired. And I'm like, we still have five holes left to play. Like, you ever look at the scorecard, and you're on
and you're already at, like, 88, and you're like, Christ. You're like, ooh, I could put it in now. Just enter my score. Yeah, that's never good when you're counting down till you're done.
Yeah.
Like, you ever like, in a scramble and you're having fun, you're like, oh, there's only, like, six holes left, and you get kind of, like, bummed out because you're having a good time. It's mm-hmm. fun. Then that's the complete opposite is what you're talking about.
Oh,
it's like, miserable. Oh, there's still six holes. Yeah.
Miserable.
That's not good. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Sure. Go ahead.
This is from Founders Brewing, I believe, out of Michigan. This is a barrel-aged series. It's called the Backwoods Bastard. See that? Backwoods Bastard. And it is aged in oak bourbon barrels. 11% alcohol by volume.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, that's a lot. Expect lovely warm smells of single malt scotch, oaky bourbon barrels, smoke, sweet caramel, and roasted malts, a bit of earthy spice, and a scintilla of dark fruit. It's a kickback sipper made to excite the palate. 11%. Yeah, Founders Brewing. They're definitely in Michigan. We're in Michigan. I don't even know. It doesn't matter. All Michigan's miserable. Grand Rapids. He's gone. One sip, everybody knows the rules. 11%. Tastes like an 11%. It's like syrupy almost, is so alcoholic.
It tastes like a Bud Light with a shot of vodka in it.
Yeah, pretty much. That being said, it's not bad. I do like it. I'm going to give it a 6.8. It's pretty good. 6.8 on that one. The Backwoods Bastard from Founders Brewing out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Anything else you want to say here, or should we get into our first break?
Oh, let's do our first break, Pides.
All right, we'll be right back.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?
All right, we are back from break, episode number 363 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And this week, we're going to talk candles, Bill. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You like candles. I don't know why you've been giving me a hard time about this, but you're a candle guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you kind of, you're not into this? Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. I just like giving you a hard time.
Like an American Athletic Conference basketball game on the other screen?
I've got a little talk show going on right now.
Oh, okay. That'll be good for your were you reading the closed captionings?
Yeah, I've got it on mute.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the
You want me to turn it up?
No, I'd rather you not turn it up.
End quote. Okay. Wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
So how should we start this? Just dive right in.
This is Gary's Candle Hall.
This is my production here. Okay. Well, you have a couple of these, so you could chime in on some of this here. So I don't. Do you want me to just smell them and give you my thoughts? You want me to tell you what they are as we go?
I have one right now that I'm actually hoarding because I cannot find this company anymore, and it's Kingdom Candles.
Kingdom Candles. Yeah, you had said that. And
Kingdom
I know
Candles,
really
Grand Floridian, probably the best candle I've ever had, whether it be a Disney candle or a Yankee candle. This now is the bomb.
Is it like two Ks, Kingdom Candle with the K, or no?
Nope. Kingdom Candles. I thought I found them.
There's a Facebook page, Kingdom Candle Company.
But is that a UK company?
I'm looking right now.
Because I found one and it was like a UK company. I cannot find it.
Vermont.
Oh, out of Vermont? That may be the
one.
Yeah,
but
this
doesn't look like they have...
They're doing them anymore.
Anything to do with Disney, though. I don't know.
Anybody listening, anybody has a tie with this company, let me know. I want to buy a ton more candles because this is the number one.
It's not Magic Kingdom Candles?
No.
Okay, because that's one that just popped up. Website unavailable. That's
I mean, it's very simple. It just has this little brown... Looks like something you would get at, like, a school bazaar.
Yeah, I mean, that could be easily a fly-by-night where they just stop doing it.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but, like...
Correct.
These are all kind of, like... A lot of these are smaller. The one I've gone to... exclusively is Magic Candle Company, and they're a big one. And you know, they're like the Yankee Candle of Disney candles. You have a couple of theirs. You showed
Correct.
Me one the other day. You have the
yep.
Polynesian, and you have their Grand Floridian also, don't you?
No, I have Vero Beach.
Oh, Vero. And you weren't thrilled with that scent.
It's an okay scent. It's orange groves, but it doesn't remind me of the lobby.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So you like it to be more authentic to what your experience is.
Correct.
And that one that you have, the Grand Floridian, really reminds you of the Grand Floridian lobby.
It totally smells like it.
Now, it's funny, though, because I wouldn't know, like, if you just told me to describe what the lobby at the Grand Floridian smells like,
It's not the lobby. It's the individual buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you go into Boca Chica, in that building, they have one of those things that just sprays a scent.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't be able to describe that necessarily.
I'd have to bring you into that building, and we'll go by the back door, and then you can experience
it. Yeah, I believe you totally.
No, but then once you do witness it, then you can't get it out of your head. It has such a fresh. You know what it reminds me of?
No.
What's the Yankee candle that's really good? It's like this ocean breeze. It's that blue one that has it's like a soft scent.
Yeah, it's like smells the white really blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
Ocean
you like
mist
that one,
or something
yes.
like that.
Yes, yeah. You like that one, right?
That's a good one, yeah.
That's a really good one.
It's like almost has like a soapy smell to it, but it's not overpowering.
Yep, similar to that.
So this one here, I'm going to start off... I'm just going to grab some. This one is called African Lodge. Obviously, it's supposed to be like Animal Kingdom Lodge. On their website, it says it's got vanilla, sandalwood, musk, and amber. And this one is pretty low down, as you can see in there. I got, you know, most of the way done on this one. This is one of the first ones I got, and I love it. I love the smell.
So you have been burning it?
Yeah, I haven't in a while with this one because I'm low, so I'm kind of like, I don't want to waste the rest of it. Kind of like how you said you're hoarding that Grand Floridian one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Although I could buy
You could order it.
So this one, I really like the African Lodge. Now, I haven't spent a lot of time at Animal Kingdom Lodge, so I can't say if it's going to be like a perfect, but it kind of gives that like dark kind of woodsy like feeling. So I definitely can see why it would be matched up with that. Another one that, I don't know, I'll just go. And then I have these little melts, the wax. They're just like the cubes that you put in the warmers, the wax warmers. And those are pretty good, too. Let's see what else I have here. I'm on their website so I could describe the scent as I go along. This one's Caribbean Resort, so obviously like Caribbean Beach. This one is supposed to smell like citrusy with caramel and coconut, vanilla bean and musk. So it's like a, it smells almost like a sunscreen, like a banana boat sunscreen, but it's not overpowering. It's got like the very, it's, you know, you hear all those scents and you think it would be overpowering, but it's not. It's all pretty subtle. I like this one a lot. Again, though, I mean, I can't say, what does Caribbean Beach Resort smell like? I mean, do you know?
Not really, no.
I mean, granted, it's not a place that you've spent a lot of time in, like the Grand Floridian. Now, they do have, I'm going to get to that one next. I just got to find it over here. So this one is called the Beach Resort. So it's Beach Club. And on their website, they have a little disclaimer saying that the Beach Club, Grand Floridian, and Yacht Club and the Contemporary are all the same scent. So they have like different little labels and colors for it. But it's got a watery green floral note. It says Lily of the Valley, Jasmine, and another thing I can't pronounce. But this smells, this might actually smell very close to the one that you're talking, the Yankee Candle that you're talking about. It does remind me of that. It has that very beachy feel to it. So I don't know. This might be one you want to give a shot. See if it
Which one is this?
I mean, they have one. So they have Grand Floridian. It's Beach Club, Yacht Club, Contemporary, and Grand Floridian are all the same scent. They just have different labels on them. But this is Beach Club is the one I
got. Okay. Yeah, because I know that they said like Beach, Yacht, and a few other ones were all the same.
Right. Contemporary, Grand Floridian, Beach, and Yacht are all the same. Now, I wonder, though, I mean, you talk about they have those little odor emitters. I wonder if they use the same ones in those resorts, like in the room area.
Could.
Not necessarily the lobby, but in like the in the DVC areas or whatever.
Although Yacht does have a very different smell from Grand Floridian.
The problem with a lot of the lobbies, especially in the deluxes, is you can get the restaurant smells in there too much.
Which is not a problem.
No, but that's not
especially at the Yacht Club.
Yeah, they're not going to give you like medium rare filet mignon in the candle.
Right.
Which, again, that would not be a problem if they had that. Let's see. What do I have next here? I got this one, and I don't know. I'm not a cruise guy, but this is their Castaway Cruise.
Okay.
Scent.
What are these things? How do you? What are these things that you have? They're not candles.
These are wax melts. So they're like little cubes. Okay. Anyone who watches this on YouTube will see. And you pop out one cube, and you put it on this little electric warmer. And there's a little tray, and you put it in there. And it melts it, so you don't have to like worry about the flame. And it gives the scent, lasts the same amount of time, and then you just like you pop it out of the thing and throw it away when you're done, the little cube of wax. So this thing will last, each one will last like 4 to 6 hours, each little cube. So it's not bad. They're good when you want to try one too, you know, like if you're not sure, you don't want to spend 20 gotcha. Bucks on the big mm-hmm. candle, you get four of these for like, I think it's $18 or something. You get four of, I don't know what, but, and you could try them. And if you don't like it, at least you didn't invest in the big one, you know?
Right. Yep.
So this one is a like sea salt with ozone, I guess, whichever, I don't know how they make that smell, but it does kind of smell beachy, like that sea salt smell that you get like at a, I don't know how to describe it, but it's very nice. This one's brand new. I just got it. I haven't burned it yet, so I can't say how it smells when it's in the room, but it smells like a good summery one. A good Florida one, if you will. You'd probably like this one. Now, do you, as far as your candle goes, you like the Christmassy ones at Christmas time, obviously. The rest of the year, do you like to use more like beachy and summery ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other ones
apple.
Just...
You like apple, right?
Just that gets me angry.
The apple one makes you angry?
Yeah, the fall ones make me angry.
Oh, okay. I see. Let's go to this
it's
one.
It's kind of like a wood, like a fireplace now makes me angry.
I gotcha. You just have that reaction to it.
Yes.
Whether the smell makes you angry or not, just seeing like the label makes you angry.
It brings you back. It just reminds me of Misery.
Misery, yeah. So I got this.
Why
one
do you
here.
Like
this
the is... fall smells?
I do like those smells. This one is the confectionery, and we were joking about this. This is not.
Does it smell like it did a few years ago?
Not when you were there. It smells a little different. I hope. Certainly, I imagine it does. So this one is a sweet and sugary with a hint of raspberry. It definitely does smell like that. I don't. It smells really good. Like it smells like a candy shop.
Would you get a deal or something? Why'd you buy so many candles?
I don't know. I have a problem, Bill.
What with I candles like or just in general? You like buying stuff?
I like candles. I like these I don't know. They just. I like to try them. These I got for the girls because they like. I got this one, and I got the ice cream. They have an ice cream one, the Main Street Ice Cream Parlor candle. I'll go over that one next. This one's amazing. It smells like you want. You know, like when you go to a real ice cream shop where they like make their own waffle cones in there.
Mm-hmm.
It smells just like that. It's like that waffle cone smell with a little bit of vanilla. This one's really good, the ice cream. So I got these for the girls for Valentine's Day. Got them candles for Disney ones. I don't know. I think you had some choice names you were calling me in the chat about this. This is another new one. It's their Pop Century one. I don't know. Again, like I've stayed at Pop Century more than any other. And I wouldn't really be able to tell you what their lobby smells like or what the smell of Pop Century is.
It smells like stale Marlboros.
Okay, that's the All-Star. They don't have an All-Star candle.
You don't think that would be bought too often, do you?
Dried Bud Light and Marlboro.
You know that smell at the bottom of your shoe when you step in dog poop? Like two weeks later, it's still burnt on there. It's like the combination of shoe leather and mud. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. This one smells really good, though. This smells, it says it's lemongrass and green tea. It's very refreshing. It does kind of smell like their bathroom. You know how you've always been a big fan of the Pop Century lobby bathroom?
Oh, one in the lobby is just fantastic.
It kind of smells like that, like right after they clean it. If you go in that little area, it kind of smells like that.
So it smells like the Pop bathroom.
A little bit, yeah. That's before nice. We go in.
That's
nice
great.
I don't know if they want to advertise it as that. It smells like a bathroom, but it's pretty good. Now I have this one here. Very simple. It's just the churro, which is obviously just like a cinnamon one. That's not. They're not going to bottle that one, are they, Mike? Would you wouldn't like that though, right? Like a cinnamon, like a churro?
No.
The girls like this one. We did it the other day. They were a fan. I have a lot of the sweeter ones because that's what we generally like. Let me see what else I have here. Well, we'll go to this one because you have this one, so you can actually speak to this one. Is the Polynesian.
Love it.
The smell is now. Do you feel like that smells like the Polynesian?
I have no idea what it smells like, and I'm gonna have to go out on a limb and say I don't think that's what it smells like.
It kind of smells like a, I think like the outside, like before you go in, you know, like the water is over there, the little water features outside the front entrance below where the monorail drops you off. It says okay. It's a green tea mixed with citrus and bamboo stalks, but it is good. That one smells, it's very fresh. Like you would, this is what you kind of want your hotel to smell. Like if you go into a hotel, like a nice hotel and your room smelled like this, you'd be very happy. Now you were a little upset about the way yours burned, right?
Yeah.
Now you had, I was looking online.
Yeah.
And I forget what I was looking up. It had nothing to do with this. And it said that if you, the first time you use it,
yep.
If it doesn't, I don't know if I lost you here. It looks like we have a bad connection.
Oh,
because the first time you use it. You all right? You there?
Yeah.
I'm losing you. There we are. You're back. I think I've been here.
I don't know. Here's if you can see the inside. I've been messing.
No, I don't know if you could hear me or not. Yeah. Oh, you got it going. Yeah, you can see it. But they said that if the first time you burn it, if you don't let it completely melt the top, you get that coning on candles in general. I don't know if you didn't have it lit that long the first. I don't know, but that was had nothing to do with really.
I've been tenting it too. They said to tent it, so I got some of this.
Oh, okay.
And I put this over the top and just enough to let it burn a little.
Helping at all?
And then it makes it hot and it has been melting a little bit. So I'm going to be able to get a full burn out of this. But in the Vero Beach, I haven't had any problems. But this poly candle is fantastic.
You like the smell.
And if I can add something else, we got.
Go ahead.
We have a one that we use in a bathroom. It's a room spray. And it's from the same company. It's the Grand Floridian. And that scent is off the freaking chart.
It's from Magic Candle?
Correct.
The same one that the poly one's from? Yeah, so that's the same smell as the Beach Club one.
Yes.
And that smells that really smell good.
Is off the chart, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, that's what I was saying. The Beach Club one I love. So it's the same scent. Now, this one here is a classic, easy one. Obvious, it's the Soarin', the oranges, the orange grove.
Yeah, how is
probably
that?
Smells pretty... a lot. It smells just like it, just like the ride.
Okay,
like you think it's obviously pretty simple, but whatever they used on the ride, they used in this because it smells exactly like it, like just orange and a little floral. And you could still get that, even though the ride no longer has the orange smell, they still sell it. On their website.
Okay. Now, how far into this are we? You still about halfway done?
Not even close. I think I have 32 different scents.
How much did you spend? I have to.
Well, this
I have
is over
to
the course of like 5 years.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, holy moly! Would you have 9 boxes delivered?
No. This is like because I don't use, like this one here. For instance, this Tiki Terrace one. I only have 2 little cubes left in it. But I've had this one for a long time.
Looks like Nicorette gum, doesn't it?
Yeah, almost. This one smells really good. It's supposed to be like the Tiki Room, which it has a smell in that area generally. But it's just really, like, it has a very pineapple smell because that's where the Dole Whips are. So it almost smells like pineapple-y, and it's... I like this one. It's... send off a lot of odor, which is good. Because like you said, you were worried about like the Vero one, you didn't have a problem. You didn't think it smelled like Vero, but you liked how it kind of like filled the room.
Yeah, it smells good. It smells just orangey. It's good. It's a good smell.
Yeah. This one, I got this one, Wilderness Campground. So that's where you've been spending a lot of your time lately.
It's supposed to smell like a pine smell.
Yeah, it does. Let me see what they say on the website here. Yeah, it smells just like it's very piney. It says cedar, cypress, and so that's like a pine, like a cypress and the cedar. Says it has some lavender in there too. I can't really smell that, but you know, it smells like when you cut down a Christmas tree. Like if you cut down your own Christmas tree, you get that like nice smell from the cedar. It's definitely good. I mean, it smells like being in the woods. So this one is very accurate. Then there's another, which I have right down the road, which is the Wilderness Resort, not the campground. So this is supposed to smell like Wilderness Lodge. And this one is another one of my favorites. You can see I only have a couple cubes left on this one. This one smells like wood, pine, amber, and leather. Kind of smells like, that leather smells really nice. But, you know, like if you sit on, imagine sitting on like a leather couch in a log cabin, which is kind of what their lobby's going for.
Mm-hmm.
You get that really nice smell. I'm going to skip over some because you probably don't care. There's one here that is like supposed to be like Winnie the Pooh. It smells like honey. So it's like honey pot. So
okay.
This just smells like honey. This one here is, I don't know. I got this one. I don't really like this one. Banana Pirate Rum. It smells too banana-y.
Have you been burning it?
No, this one I did once and no one liked it. So I've kind of got nothing to really do with this one. But it was, you know how like the artificial banana flavor, like in candy?
Yeah.
It kind of smells like that, which I don't like. I have Citrus Swirl, which is very good. It's like an orange and vanilla mix. This one's almost done. I've done this one a lot. Very nice one there. A new one I just got as well. So I got like 8 of these things in my latest delivery. Because you can get 4 at a time. They have a special price. This one's the Riviera Resort, French Riviera. And it smells good. It kind of smells like a wine almost. Let's see what they say it smells like on here. I don't have the thing in front of me, but of course. Hold on here. Now you've been to the Riviera, right? But have you gone in the lobby or you just went to the bar?
No. I've never been. No, it was closed when we were staying at Art of Animation last time. Never been.
I thought you went for some reason.
Nope.
Oh. Anyway, this one says it's marine, jasmine, white amber, and cashmere musk, and weathered driftwood. I don't know. It smells nice. It smells expensive, which the Riviera is. I don't know if that's a weird thing to say, but it smells like if you go into someone's house if they have a lot of money. I think the one that they kind of like made their bones on is this Pirate Life one, and they changed it. But this is the old one. I've had this one for a long time.
Does it smell like musty water?
It smells exactly like musty water.
Like, now, is it something you want to burn in your house?
No, that's the problem. I've only used one.
Okay.
But it's very accurate. Very, very accurate. Like, this would be one that you would want, like, maybe your bathroom to smell like. But it does smell like pirate, like the water of Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, when you're in the queue and it's, like, dank and musty, that's what it smells like. And they did change it, because I know Schaefer got some from this company, and he got the pirate one, and it's updated, and he didn't like it. But I guess they made a Splash Mountain one, which is more similar to this one, supposedly. I don't know. It's good. It's very accurate. And it smells a lot like it's what it's supposed to, but it's not my favorite, even though it might be the most accurate one they make. What else do you want? Give me a request. I bet I have it.
What do you have for, do you have any more? There's a few from Soren that I'm very interested in. One is Fiji, and the other one is the elephants that smells like grass and dirt.
I don't have those. I have seen those. The Fiji one, I believe, is the same.
Love that smell.
Yeah. See, the Fiji. Let me see what they say. So there's Flying Over Fiji, which I don't have, and that one says it's lavender and rose with a woody violet and musk scent. And then the Africa one, like you said, is basically dirt and grass. It says it just smells like fresh cut grass, the Flying Over Africa one, which is what it would smell like. I don't have either of those. I'm not a huge fan of I know you love fresh cut grass, like even as a candle. I don't like that smell in my house. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's why I never really went with that one. What else do I have that's pretty good? The Germany one's good. It smells like the caramel shop over there. The capture the aroma of butterscotch and caramel. Has butterscotch, caramel, maple sugar, vanilla, and butter rum scents in it. It smells just like it, because you almost get that like popcorn smell. You know how like they make the caramel popcorn there too, in the Germany, in the caramel shop there. It smells just like it. That's a very good one. This one I just got. I haven't even burned it yet. It's called Jungle Boat. So it's supposed to be like the Jungle Cruise. See if I can find a description on this one. It smells good. It smells like the outdoors. I think this one's very good, and I'll enjoy it when I do burn it. Let's see what it says it smells like here. Patchouli, moss, tropical ferns, and it says a decayed twist, whatever that means. But it does. It smells like mossy and.
Which one is this called? It's
the Jungle Cruise. Jungle Boat.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good one. Like I said, I haven't done that one yet, but it's. I like the smell of it. We have the popcorn one, which everyone likes. Smells just like, you know, popcorn. Very much so. This is an interesting one that they have. I don't know if they even make it anymore. It's called Walt's Office.
Yeah, and I think I did actually see that.
It smells like pipe tobacco.
That's.
Which is a really interesting smell. It's a really
pretty
nice
cool. Smell. I do like that smell.
Like leather and pipe tobacco. It's very nice. My daughters don't like it. So the couple times I've done that, they both have asked me to turn it off, which so I haven't used it much, but I like that one a lot. That one would be good as like a car freshener. You know what I mean? Like it almost has that like leathery smell. And one that's waffles, smells like maple syrup and waffles. That's pretty good. A France one smells like creme brulee, so it's very sugary and vanilla. They have this one, the gray stuff from the Be Our Guest restaurant. It smells like cookies and cream. It's fine. Not my favorite, but it smells good. And they have this, it's called Orleans, so it's supposed to be like Port Orleans. Let's see what it. If I can get
it. Orleans, I wonder if that would smell like the beignets.
No, it's more flowery. It kind of smells like the outside. Jasmine, violet, gardenia, lemon zest, and vanilla. Kind of smells like when you do laundry. You know, like if you go by like someone's like dryer vent and you can like smell the fresh laundry detergent kind of
smell. That's a good smell. We notice it when we're walking a dog.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like if someone's doing their laundry, you walk by their house, you're like, oh, they're doing their laundry. It smells good. That's what this smells like. Not in a bad way, in a good way. You got the Grand Floridian wedding cake, which smells just like a cake. It's a good one.
Oh, I got one for Christmas that's, I think, the Grand Floridian gingerbread.
Yes, they have the Christmas. I haven't had any of the Christmas ones, but they do have a few of those different like Christmas ones. They have Christmas on Main Street. They have the Grand Floridian Christmas one. How's that one? Is that a good smell?
Did you hear?
I didn't hear. No, I was trying to talk over. I think the mic picked it up.
That's pretty bad.
It was a bad one, yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I had one this morning. I was in bed. And I farted and I was like, oh, that's bad. And I was like trying to think what I ate. I was like, I didn't even eat anything bad. You ever do that? Like you go through your head backwards, like, what did I eat? I couldn't pin it down. So,
but it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. It was like one that I was still half asleep. And then once I smelled it, it woke me up. It was like smelling salts. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm up for the day. You ever have that one?
I had one where I wrote Kristen out of a dead sleep, and it smelled exactly like the pasta and sausage we had the night before. It was the most amazing thing. It's like 4 a.m. She like woke up, like completely woke up.
Did she like hit you? Was she mad?
Yeah, kind of. She's like, oh my God, woke me up from it. It was, I mean,
It's funny that in the middle of this this episode, we're talking about that. So I guess that's par for the course with us, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this one's Norway, which smells really good. It says it's watermelon.
Is it a soda bread one?
No. It's watermelon and ozone with, it's called Muget. I don't know what that is. Wildflowers and that's it. Yeah, I guess that's it. Smells good. I don't know what it is supposed to imitate in Norway. Like in the Norway Pavilion, there's not really any smells per se that I can think of that really hammer anything home to me, but it smells good. I don't know. I have a couple other ones that are interesting smells, but they're not necessarily anything that's crazy. Like, I got this one. It's called Pinocchio's Village House, or which is not, does not smell like the restaurant. It smells like pistachios, almond, honey, and a like a macaroon cookie. And it does. It smells just like an almond cookie. It's very nice. I like it. I don't know why they're calling it has anything to do with Pinocchio Village, but it smells good. And
have you ever eaten there?
Yes, I've had something there. I think I had a flatbread.
That's on my list for there. Some reason. I'm dying to try their flatbread.
That's one thing Disney does pretty good, pretty consistently, yeah. Is the flatbreads.
They do.
Really. So remember that dump we went to in Animal Kingdom, and they had good flatbreads there, and the soup was decent too.
Oh, Pizza Fari.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what kind of soup did we? The flatbread was great. I had like a shrimp flatbread.
Yeah, it was like a shrimp and pesto shrimp flatbread. Pesto.
It was so it was good.
Really good. And then the soup, it was just like a minestrone or something.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a vegetable.
Surprising. I was so surprised because I was just like, okay, this is going to be a filler.
Yeah, it was one because we had the girls and we were just trying to like find a place to sit down for a minute where we could eat. And it was busy that day. And yeah, it was really nice.
It was very good.
To find this, I don't think they make it anymore. It's called Skyway, and it's got like the old Skyway on it. Just soapy, has like a soapy smell. I don't know what they base it on, but that one's pretty good. I don't know. I'm a mix though, because I like a lot of the musky ones that have like leather and piney, and then I like a lot of the sweet. Like I don't think our tastes cross over too much on camera.
Not at all. No.
Like a couple. Because
I like the flowery ones.
Yes. Yeah. So Walt's Office is a, it says it's pipe tobacco with honey, rose, and violet, which is weird, but that's what it says it is.
Would you buy Mike's Office?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would. Yeah. So the Vero Beach one. I'm just pulling it up since you have it. It says it's orange blossom with bergamot, neroli, and jasmine with a sandalwood base. So it's mostly orange, like you said. Which, again, not to beat a dead horse, but you like it, just doesn't remind you of Vero. Like, you would never, if you just smelled that, you wouldn't say, that smells just like Vero Beach.
Right, yep, exactly.
Did it have a specific odor?
The lobby had an amazing odor.
Yeah. Interesting, because you would think they'd be able to, like, then again, I mean, they're just they're obviously a bigger one as far as like these kind of things go, but they're still a small business, so they're just kind of making stuff they think people are going to like, whether or not, you know, they get suckers like me. I don't really care if it smells like Pop Century Lobby. I just like having the little package that says like Pop Century on it, and it kind of, you know, they hit me right in the sweet spot because I like the candles. I like having them. The smells are good. I feel like you get a good bang for your buck on them. And then it reminds me of Disney. So even if it's not, you know, perfectly accurate, it still kind of hits me in that sweet spot.
Is it tough having candles and living up there? Like, it's almost like a slap in your face, isn't it?
Having the Disney ones?
Yeah.
I like it, though. Like, because even the other day, it's fun with the girls because they like to pick it out. Like, they go through all of them and they'll say, "Daddy, close your eyes," and they bring one. Like, they smell it. Which one's this? They try to make me guess, and then they
argue
over which one they like, and then, you know, we pick it, and it's the little thing. But
now, do the girls like pretty much the same kinds, or do they?
They like all the sweet stuff.
Oh, like the candy shop, like the confectionery, like
all that. Yes, they love the confectionery. They love the ice cream, the popcorn one. They like, but they like the fruity ones too, like the orange ones. So the citrusy ones they don't mind either. But when you get into like the ones I really like, with like the with the amber smells and the cedar, they don't like those. So I don't get to use those as much, unfortunately. But overall, they like most of the ones. But I try to get ones I think they'll like as well. They also like going to Yankee Candle. They like they're indoctrinated with me into candle culture. I was actually looking up how to make my own the other day. Like
how do you do it?
I guess you just get the, you know, like the oils you put in those diffuser things.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just put those in with like melted wax and mix it. And then when you burn it, it just releases those oils. So you just buy wax. You buy like plain wax and you mix it and you put like coloring in it if you want.
But you still have to get the scent somewhere.
Yeah, you have to order that and then you can blend them. You can mix different scents together to make your own, I suppose. I don't know. It's not my... not my thing. I'll just continue buying them. I was just wondering how it worked out. Any other candle thoughts, Mike? Are you all sniffed?
Have you gotten this? what other products do they sell? Do they sell any car fresheners?
They do, actually. I haven't bought those, like the little cardboard ones. They have the essential oils, which I have some of those. I didn't even bring those down. I have a lot of different ones too. So between like the candles and the essential oils, I have a lot of their scents. Like they have like a Banshee one, like the, you know, the smell on the Banshee flight.
The Banshee flight,
the Pandora ride.
Yeah. What's the smell though?
The smell at one point when you're going over like the water.
Yeah. Area. Yeah. Yeah. I've only been on it twice. I do recall, but I wouldn't, you'd have to put it in front of me for me to remember it.
Yeah. Well, but what I'm saying, like they sell that one. And I have it in the oils, and it smells really good. I don't know if it smells like the ride, because I've only been on it twice as well. But it smells good. Like, they have one that's Art of Animation, and it's fruity. It's got, like, apricot, peaches, and mangoes. Mm-hmm. Smells good. I don't know that it smells like the Art of Animation lobby or anything, but they are good. Yeah, so it says they have, let's see. If I'm on their website. You could get a candle, a room spray, which is what you have, the fragrance oil, so that goes in the diffusers, and then the air fresheners and the candles. So they have quite a bit. I guess they even have I haven't gotten them yet, but they have soap. You can get soap. Hand sanitizer. Obviously everyone's doing that now.
Now they don't do any type of like, you know, monthly deals or...
They have a thing that, first of all, we probably should have said this at the beginning. They don't advertise with us. I'm not like trying to tell you.
Oh, do you think people actually think we have advertisers?
No, but what I'm saying, like you're asking like questions like, do they have monthly deals? Like what promo codes can you use? Like I have nothing. We have nothing to do with this. I just,
yeah, if we're going to give you a promo code, it's going to be a Pete Likes Meat promo code.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. They make soap. I didn't realize that. They have hand soap. Like, you could put, like, a little bar of soap in your guest bathroom, and it could smell like the Grand Floridian smell. Bath bombs they have. But, yeah, they have a thing. It's a subscription, and each month you get something. I forget what it is.
A little jelly of the month, huh, Pods?
Clark, yeah, the W. Griswold. Let's see what it says here. Choose your subscription box. Let's see. We'll go step one, step two, step... Let's get started here. We'll do it live together. Holy smokes. Anywhere from $27 to $262. I mean, that's if you pay for the year. So you get 1 cent, and it gives you... You get a room spray, an 8-ounce candle, a wax melt, and an air freshener for your car. But it's only 1 cent. You know, it's the same cent each month, and they send you one each month.
Now, is the 8-ounce the smallest candle or the biggest one?
Yeah, this is the smaller one is the 8-ounce.
Okay.
So I have an 8 and a 12.
Those are the difference between the two. As you
can. And how much is it a month?
$28.
So how much is an 8-ounce candle?
I don't remember. I think it's 18 bucks.
Get your notebook out, Pons. Get your notebook out.
Do the math. The 8-ounce candle is $17.
Okay.
The wax melt is $8. The room spray is $15. That seems like a lot. Does that last pretty long? You only need a little spritz?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I've had it for a year.
And
the, I mean, Susie put it in the bathroom, so it's probably going to be another 2 weeks. But
and the oil is $8.
Okay.
So you're getting a deal on it. It's just if you – do you want each – you want the same smell for four – on the air freshener, too, so –
So what are you getting, like $40 worth of stuff?
Yeah, it seems like it. So six, 17. Yeah, you're getting, yeah, you're making out on it if you like it. But like you said, it's, you want everything. Like, what if you don't like one of the scents? Then you get like nine different things of it. It's a waste.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but like in all honesty, even if you don't like one or two of them for a year, you're still making out.
Well, you could do it month to month, I guess. I don't think you have to like subscribe for the year even.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could do it month to month, but I'm saying for the money, if you don't like February, but you love March, you know, March, April, May, June, July, I mean, you're making out pretty well.
I think next time I order, which won't be for a while now because I have so many and I just got them, I'll probably try one of those room sprays.
Do the Grand Floridian. It's fantastic.
Does it last a long time? Like the,
you know what? It really, really does. Like,
yeah,
I'll do two in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And like 2 hours later, you can still smell it, and you can smell it like in the hallway. So yeah. it's really. Do you ever really spray
it in like larger areas, like in the living room or anything, or is it just bathroom that you use it for?
Yeah, I've done it in the office. I've done it in hallways. Yeah,
well, that's pretty good. Yeah, so
yeah, it's fantastic.
That's why I like the oils, the diffuser, because those things last a long time and they.
What
smell.
Do you burn those on though?
That's in like the little humidifier thing that it puffs it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what about the one that looks like Nicorette?
That's just a little melter. It's just like a thing you plug in and you switch it on, and it has like a little hot plate on it, and it just melts it.
Do they sell it? Yeah, but where do you buy one of those is what I'm
asking. Walmart, Target. They have them everywhere.
I don't know what those are.
Even Yankee Candle, they've had those. Yankee Candle's had those. Everybody.
Oh, the tarts?
Yeah. It's just so like
if I were to get rid of whatever tart is on my Yankee Candle one, I could just put that one on.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly it.
And you just burn the votive beneath.
You can. Yeah, but now they have electric ones. You don't even need the votive. You can just do.
I'm
like,
way
they
behind
have,
the times, Pods.
Yeah, they have plug-in ones where you just has like some have a light bulb in it, and the light bulb warms it up, but other ones are just like a little warming, like a warming tray kind of thing. Yeah, we have all, you know, we have like a Christmas, we have like a little snowman that does it. We have a turkey one for Thanksgiving, a little wax warmer.
God, you're like my mom. My mom was a big Yankee Candle nerd.
Yeah, well, my parents are, so I got it.
Yeah, they are. You're right. Yep. That's where we got it from.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to talk about here, or should we take our second break?
We can take our second break.
All right. We'll be right back. All right, we are back from break. Episode number 363 is in the books. We were talking candles. I don't know. How'd you think it went?
Good. Yeah. I learned quite a bit.
Yeah, there you go.
I know what I want to buy now.
Yeah. Now, I like the wax melts, like I said, are nice because you can kind of sample them. And you can get four of them for like $25, I think. You pick four different ones, like a little package kind of thing. I don't even, I mean, they ship pretty quick. The only thing I'll say for, I've had issues where they've gotten delivered on a hot day and then like they get a little melty in the box sitting on the front porch.
Hmm.
So you got to be a little wary of that.
Cool.
Especially for you Floridians out there, you know, that would be an issue. Not that you can really do. It's not like it really, mostly the melts, it's just they get like a little, like they stick to the top a little bit, but it all, you get it all. It's not like they get in the box or anything, but.
So do you primarily burn these or do you still use Yankee?
I would say it's more probably 60-40 for these.
Now, what's your wife like?
She likes both. She likes mostly the ones I like. We're pretty similar.
Okay.
So she likes the sweet. She really likes the dark ones, but the girls don't like those, so we don't do them that much. And then, like, even the soapy ones, like the beachy and the soapy ones, she likes a lot. But she's kind of how I am, like, time of year. Like, I can't burn, like, a beachy one in the winter because it feels weird. Like, this time of year, I do a lot of the, like, the sweeter ones. Vanillas and the caramels and stuff for whatever reason. Just kind of fits. I don't know. I got nothing else here, though, Bill. How about you?
No, this kind of ran a little long, so.
Yeah, and
we can
and,
wrap things up.
Yeah, like I said, I've only gone with them, and I've been happy with them, but obviously there's other ones out there, so let us know if you guys buy any and where you get them from, and if they're good, bad, or indifferent. Give us some feedback on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you follow us, and you can always find us on those platforms at WDWBTG. You can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Our website, WDWBTG.com. Subscribe to us wherever you download your podcasts. Leave us reviews. You can email the show, info@WDWBTG.com, Mike@WDWBTG.com, and Gary@WDWBTG.com. Did I miss anything there?
No, you covered everything, buds.
All right, that's going to do it for episode number 363 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-I-C.